Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
Hey, welcome to Nashville, Tennessee, in the Magnolia Lobby studio of the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center. It's our television home. There we are because Jeff Roberts made it happen in master control at the Grand Ole Opry House all over the world. Streaming platforms for Circle TV, you can find them at CircleCountry.com, and you can link to them right there, the one that is your favorite. Circle Now, that's in your app store if you don't have it. A lot of people watch on the app, Circle Now. And the great thing about it, if you see something and you want to see it again, you can't because it's on demand for up to 24 hours. And if you miss something, it'll still be there for 24 hours.
Whether we like it or not.
That's right. And you've been in town.
Yeah, that's a good point.
For Charlie pointed out that YouTube
lasts forever.
Infinity and beyond. Yeah. Wait a minute.
But we know who uploads it. So edit that thing out that I did. Don't let that live forever.
He said infinity and beyond as it related to YouTube. And then there's Kelly Sutton at Disney. Stuck on the Buzz Lightyear ride.
Yeah, we were there for a minute.
Where would you say, if you didn't go to infinity and beyond, where did you go? How far did you get?
Oh, I was probably in the year, I would say 2028. That was it. That's about as far as we got. Then the ride broke down. Aww. I was like, well, all right. We were at the very beginning, and something happened. They had a malfunction, and all the lights came on, and the safety rails came up, and I'm like, oh, well, now this is new. I've been on stuff where it's stuck before, and then you just sit for a minute, and it restarts. But this was full-on lights and getting to see the behind the scenes, which of course I videoed the entire thing.
I'm having PTSD because the last time we went, we were stuck on It's a Small World, and the ride took 18 and a half minutes.
Wow.
It's a lot of It's a Small World because the music never stopped.
How long were you were stuck for 18 and a half?
The ride took 18 and a half minutes. It should take about six, maybe
not
seven?
Even. Yeah. Maybe four.
Very long
time. I showed you a picture recently. Lily, my granddaughter, and her mom, Hannah, my daughter, they went. And they rode Tron, and they get this wonderful picture of Lily just like, make it go faster, foot loose and fancy free. Her mom's next to her freaking out.
Yes. I actually just found ours.
It's just beautiful.
And they send you a video of your ride, too, which is so cool.
Yeah.
That's very
cool. So you rode Tron, huh?
We rode it all. Yeah, I was there with some girlfriends. It was one of their birthdays, and they said, the only thing I really want is to do a girls' trip to Disney, and another friend planned it and called me and said, are you in? And I'm like, I can do it for 48 hours. And she said, okay, let's do it. So I did. I walked 22,000 steps on Sunday. Yeah, it was crazy. It's just one of those like spur of the moment, but very fun. And I got off Buzz Lightyear, so that's good. And I was gone for all of 48 hours, and nobody was in charge of Morgan Wallen. I don't know why you guys can't keep track of what's happening there. I can't watch him all the time.
Ernest was in charge of Morgan Wallen.
Well, that's why it all happened. Yeah. In case you didn't get to hear it or see it, Morgan Wallen decided he wanted to see how far he could throw a chair in his best Bobby Knight imitation off of the Chief's rooftop, which is brand new.
I've forgotten about the Bobby Knight chair throwing
thing. All I could think was, like, this is a brand new chair. It's a brand new place. This is why we can't have nice things. But we're going to talk more about that and what is to come from that. Also, want to let you know, two of our favorites are back together again, Little Big Town and Sugarland. Not only did they perform together on the CMT Awards, but they're touring together. So we've got all the details coming up.
Coffee, Country, and Cody.
All right, so we know Texapino because we know Neil McCoy as it relates
to the music business.
Kelly Sutton, Charlie Matos. But David and Lyle, Filipino cowboy, welcome to Coffee Country and Cody.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
We're big glad you're here.
Big shoes to fill.
Oh,
if
gosh.
You keep
know,
up with
right?
Neil McCoy at all on social media.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah. Yeah, he paved the way.
He sure did.
He sure did.
In
yeah.
many, many ways.
Many ways,
he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You follow his Pledge of Allegiance at all that he does every day? He's done...
Really?
He's cracked the 3,000 mark, I believe.
That's awesome.
Consecutive days of doing the pledge on social media.
Yeah.
And it's crazy whether he's on the road, in the airport. The other day, he's standing out there in the feedlot at his ranch and all these cows in the background. So wherever he is and it's time, that's where he does it.
That's awesome.
So it just makes it magical.
That's awesome.
Well, let's find out about you.
Yeah.
We were just talking about Vancouver, the one in Washington, not the one in British Columbia.
Yes, not the one in Canada.
Your hometown? You grew up there?
That is my hometown, yeah. Yeah, that is my hometown. Spent my whole life there. Grew up in, it's very close to Portland, Oregon, so I spent a lot of time there. Grew up. My grandma dressed me up as Elvis when I was two.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Entertaining at the Filipino parties.
Bruno Mars.
Did you have a little jumpsuit?
I had the white suit, red scarf.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what's a Filipino party like?
Oh, second, third cousins. There's 40, 50 people there.
Food. What's the food? What's the go-to?
Lumpia, which is, you know, Asian taquitos, basically. Adobo, bunch of rice. I mean, everything. Fried chicken, too. We like that. Bunch of food. Grew up entertaining, playing through church. Me and my brother, he's an amazing musician. We had a bunch of bands throughout the years. And
what were some of your band names?
Emerson Hope, and then DJ and Christian. That was our duo.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone back home calls me DJ. David Jonathan's my name. But
oh, do they? Really?
Yeah. So.
And what are some of the interesting pronunciations of Unlayao?
Unlayao.
Well, first off, did we get it right?
You did.
Okay.
Unlayao. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That would have been funny. Well, your pronunciation.
That was great. No, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh. Unlayao. I mean, yeah, I've had it all. It's, yeah, but.
You kind of answered all of it at this
yeah.
point.
Has it ever been so bad that you go, I'm not sure they're introducing me?
Right. Yeah. Sometimes they don't even say, they just kind of skip it, David, you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And here, come on out here, buddy. Yeah.
The great Porter Wagoner line when he couldn't think of somebody's name. My man!
My man!
Yeah.
Come on out.
So I'm going to take a wild guess. Oregon Ducks fan? Because you're sporting the... Now, you know you're a fan when you're wearing the bowl hat when the team lost the game.
I know,
was not a good
one. But he's wearing it backwards.
But they've had a lot of wins.
That's right.
Well, you're playing certainly very close to home for us, the Ryman Sidewalk Sessions.
That's right.
PNC Plaza in a couple of days. Thursday, May the 2nd.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who's in that night? Who's playing a Ryman that
Rustin
night?
Kelly's in that night.
Oh, okay.
So, yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, sir.
Take us on that journey from Washington, Oregon to Nashville. How long ago?
It was 4.5 years ago. About 5 years ago, I went to my first Tin Pan South.
Mm.
And magical. Just really on the plane ride over, I was like, this is it, you know.
So you had come for Tin Pan South
to visit,
as a fan.
As a fan.
Okay.
Yeah. Been following a lot of the writers and
who did you get to see? I can't believe I just saw that happen.
Oh, I saw Carly Pierce and Busby. At Third and Lindsley.
Oh, you got to see Busby.
Yeah.
Because he passed shortly after.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. That was really special.
Incredible guy.
Yeah, really incredible.
That was
every little thing was going off. And mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, that's super special. And everyone was so warm. You know, I had my antennas up back home in Vancouver, and there's just like not a lot of country like creators, but I mean, everybody here. It was just.
When did you start leaning country? Because I mean, were the bands with your brother and like the duo and all that? That you're in the heartbeat of grunge and alt country, alt anything. So how did you lean country?
Yeah, it was really, you know, me and my brother's projects were like pop punk, pop rock.
Okay.
And then, you know, my grandma was a big Patsy Cline fan, and my mom grew up on Shania, so I had the bedrock of like country fan, but when Lady A and FGL started breaking, I was like, this is cool. This kind of the melodicism of it and like the rockiness of like a Florida Georgia Line, like I was like, this is cool. I could get with this. And then that new country stuff, it resonated with me, and I was like, went down the rabbit hole.
That's awesome. Yeah.
To be able to interview, you have to be observant. The first thing I noticed when you walked in the door was a Patsy Cline belt buckle.
That's right, buddy. Yeah.
From your grandma?
No. it's for my grandma, since she was such a big fan.
She's passed.
She's passed.
What was her name?
Erlinda. Erlinda. Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever heard Erlinda.
Yeah.
Ever before.
Yeah.
It was a name. Huh.
She was a gem. Yeah. So.
But where'd you get the buckle?
My girlfriend's mom got it for me, and it's her name's Laura. She's great. So thank you, Laura.
That's perfect.
Front row seats back toward the end of the year and into 2024, you said it was 2 years in the making? the music for that?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's my really good friend Elizabeth Cady had the idea for a long time. She was holding on to it. We were working on it even before I moved here, and we started writing it. We moved here around the same time we wrote it with our friend Jessica Searles, and I was too broke at the time. I was sleeping on an air mattress. I could only release it acoustic. And a couple years later, I found a good production team. I had a little more money under my belt, and we reproduced it. And it's my biggest song, and it's a lot of people are using it in their marriage videos and whatnot. And it's helped me reach a lot of fans. So
you're still sleeping on an air mattress?
No, not anymore. I got a real mattress now. So yeah,
that's what hits will do for you.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Coffee, Country, and Cody.
And our guest, David Nwayo, is playing the Ryman Sidewalk Sessions, PNC Plaza, Thursday, May 2nd, 5:30. Showtime, 5:30. Show price, free. Hey?
Yeah.
There you go. And you've done this before. I was reading. You did
yes,
it.
Yeah.
You did it like this time last year,
yep.
And Chase Rice was there.
We did one for Chase Rice. We did one for Jordan Davis, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of really awesome guys. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really cool.
Well, Portland, do you know the story behind the Rose City, Portland? You grew up in Vancouver, just across the river in
yes.
Washington. Why it is called Rip City, Charlie?
I don't think I know.
Have you seen it on their jerseys
I
before?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It goes back, this would be dear to your heart. They were down to the Lakers by 20 points in 1971, and they came back, and they needed a bucket to win. And the play-by-play guy, Bill Shonley, spewed a nonsensical phrase, Rip City, all right, when shooting guard Jim Barnett got the ball and took an ill-advised shot from nearly half court. And it, no three-pointers, as those, and it went in.
Oh, wow.
So that caught on and has become part of the whole Portland metropolitan area culture as Rip City.
That's right.
And they wear it on their jerseys. They've got merch with it on there and everything. I didn't know that was the backstory.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, my favorite bookstore in the world is in Portland, Powell's. I mean, you could get lost in that place.
Oh, yeah.
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 It's beautiful.
Yeah.
There was an announcer in the SEC when I was a kid growing up, same time period. Uh-huh. They would talk about string music when somebody would get red hot, you know, nothing but net.
Oh.
Nothing. String music. And Joe Dean was his name.
I like that.
So you got your guitar, and
yeah.
you got a guitar player assisting you this morning, David.
Yeah.
Who introduce your guest?
Hey, this is my buddy Ryan Brissotti. He
writes
on all my songs. So yeah, this co-producer, best bud, plays me down on Broadway.
How did you meet?
We met the first night out here. Met at the local, and started writing, and he's. It's great. Great writer.
Hey, great man. Taste in t-shirts. He's wearing a Dolly vintage t-shirt, which we approve.
You don't have an air mattress I could sleep on. And a friendship was born.
That's right.
David Nwayo is here on Coffee Country and Cody, and you can see a full show, Ryman, and it's a Sidewalk Sessions series, PNC Plaza, Thursday, May 2nd, 5:30, just before Rustin Kelly, and it's free.
Yeah. So take me through writing that song. Is that one that you got? I'm guessing maybe the title first, and you build around that, or do you land on the title later on?
Yeah. So my friend Elizabeth Cady, she had the title, and she wrote what she said was a chorus, and me and Jessica Searles, the other co-writer, we were like, "That I think that's the verse. Let's see where this can go." So the hook was there, the title, and then we wrote it. That day, we got into the open mic at Bluebird. So we played it that night.
Oh, the day you wrote it.
Yeah, we got in. I mean, we all called. Yeah, it was like 150 times, but we got in. And we played it at the Bluebird. And it's, it's been my rock of a song this past like 4.5 years.
How fun is it to play something like that for the first time at the Bluebird and get that immediate reaction?
Because
everyone is sitting like this close to you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
What was that moment
it
like?
It was amazing. It was special. And every time I played that song, it's really drew the crowd in and been a special moment.
Yeah.
So
it's a great sentiment.
Yeah.
We're going to get you to do another one. I'm curious. Give us your family. We were talking about Neil McCoy.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Who preceded you as the Texapino.
That's
his
right.
His mother is Filipino and his daddy was a Texan.
Mm-hmm.
What's your family heritage as far as how they wound up in Washington?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the first generation in the States. They're from Manila.
Okay.
In the Philippines. My mom and dad grew up little outside the city, the capital there, and they both immigrated here in the 80s I think a lot of Filipinos did. But yeah, a lot of Filipinos.
What did they do? Portland. What did your parents, were they musical at all?
Yeah, my mom, well, the thing is Filipinos in general are very musical, uh-huh. So.
Oh, I've seen some stuff online. It's like just a karaoke night in the Philippines, and everyone sounds incredible. And you're like, oh, by the way, exactly. Don't ever do karaoke in the Philippines.
Yes, a lot of karaoke machines in the Philippines. Yes. My mom loves to sing. She loves the crooner, Celine Dion, and all that. Oh, yeah. My dad grew up playing in churches, so he passed that on to me and my brother.
Well, what did they do when they got to the States?
They, my mom is worked in kind of hospitals, front desk okay. and stuff, and my dad's in IT, yeah. And okay. yeah, they just kind of supported me. So.
Did you ever go to the Gorge, the yes. concert, the big festival?
Oh,
the,
no, not
the Watershed Festival for the, that's the
yeah,
country.
Yeah, we were
version
talking
there,
about how beautiful it is.
This is not far from where
just pictures, and yeah. Gosh, I'd love to be there, hopefully play there one day. So.
Do your parents have any memories of Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier? Because that event kind of put Manila on the map.
Right. Yeah. Manila. That's what he's referencing.
Yeah, that's right. My dad probably does. Okay. He was a big Manny Pacquiao
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
He loves boxing.
So. Yeah.
David Unlayau, yeah. Full show coming May 2nd to the Ryman Sidewalk Sessions, PNC Plaza, 5:30 start. It's free. And... thank you so much for coming to see us.
Thanks, y'all. Thank you so much.
Loved having
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
You're on Coffee Country and Cody, WSM Radio. And Rustin Kelly, by the way, is the full show that follows David on that May 2nd day. WSM Radio, Circle streaming platforms at CircleCountry.com. And Circle Now, it's available in your app store. Just a quick note, I mentioned this earlier. The American Red Cross needs you. Make an appointment to give blood today. 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-RED-CROSS, or redcrossblood.org. And your one blood donation can help save more than one life. So keep that in mind. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies, those with blood disorders. Got my hand up. I know all about this on this journey for many of you. Hospital patients, they all rely on you to donate, so please do that. Find out more at redcrossblood.org or 1-800-RED-CROSS. Kelly Sutton, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, we've got breaking country music news. The ACM nominations are down to the very finals, and we now know who is nominated in each category for the 59th annual ACM Awards. It will be coming to you from Frisco, Texas yet again. This will be happening on May the 16th. You can watch it on Amazon Prime Video. How do I know? Because I'll be there. Okay, let's talk about
it. So will Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones.
Dallas Cowboys.
He gave us the keys, and he's like, lock it up tight.
Because the building is owned by me, Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Thank you for calling Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, we now know Luke Combs leads with 8 nominations. Congratulations, Luke Combs, 8 nominations, including Entertainer of the Year, Male Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Single of the Year, plus Music Event of the Year alongside Riley Green for different round here. He is our leader. Let's run down Entertainer of the Year. This is the big one, right, that everybody is like,
woo! See if any of them are qualified to play for Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys.
I think he's not in... He didn't make it to the final ballot. Jerry is not one of the entertainers.
No,
of
but
the year.
Would they be able to play? Anybody you think got game? Run the list.
Maybe. Yeah. There's okay. one on okay. here that I think could probably do some damage. Kane Brown.
Okay.
Actually, 2. Kane Brown is up for Entertainer of the Year. Luke Combs up for Entertainer of the Year. Jelly Roll is up for Entertainer of the Year. This is the first year he's ever been nominated for an ACM award. He is Entertainer of the Year nominee. Crazy.
And a nose guard for Jerry Jones That's of right. the Dallas Cowboys.
Cody Johnson. You put Cody Johnson in there, he'll get something done. I don't know. So you got Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, Morgan Wallen, and Lainey Wilson. Those are your Entertainer of the Year nominees for the ACM Awards. Let's go to Female Artist of the Year. This category includes, but is not limited to, well, it is limited actually to, Kelsey Ballerini, Ashley McBride, Megan Maroney. That is an outlier. That's a little bit of a shock. Megan Maroney making it in. Kacey Musgraves and Lainey Wilson. And then we go to the male category. Male Artist of the Year, Luke Combs, Jelly Roll, Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, and Morgan Wallen. Just a few more of those little fun facts that they like to throw out there and let you know about. So Morgan Wallen has 6 nominations. He's tying Luke Combs for receiving nods in most categories, including Album of the Year. For One Thing at a Time, it spent 18 weeks at number one on the all-genre Billboard country chart, or all genre chart, I should say. Also, first time ACM nominee Jelly Roll receives 4 nominations, including Entertainer of the Year, the last artist to be nominated for Entertainer of the Year, and also like is a brand new artist. Any guesses? It was their first thing to be nominated for was Entertainer of the Year at ACM Awards.
Recent?
1992.
Oh gosh.
92.
Think about what
Garth Brooks.
Tim McGraw.
No. Billy Ray Cyrus. Ache Your Breaky
Heart.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Don't tell my heart. So, there you go. Luke Combs and Lainey Wilson are both nominees for Entertainer of the Year. A win for either one of them in this category will also clinch the coveted Triple Crown Award, which consists of Entertainer of the Year win, plus an act's respective new artist, so male or female, plus artist categories. So if she wins, then she'll be new, female, and entertainer. Mm-hmm. And same for him. He won for new, he won for male, and then he'd win for entertainer. So we'll have to wait and see. Yeah, very exciting. All kinds of things. The one that I saw that you are going to be so excited about, I was excited about it. Hold on, it's coming up here. Flatland Cavalry.
Oh, wow.
Cleto and the Boys.
Good for them.
They got a nomination. How exciting is that for duo? Or no, they're in group. So Flatland's in there with Lady A, Little Big Town, Old Dominion, and Zac Brown. And usually for group, it's pretty much the same, you know, usual suspects. But when I saw that, I was like, Flatland's in there. And they, of course, are one of our Opry Next Stage artists as well. So congratulations to them. Complete list can be found at ACM. ACM.com if you want to go look at all of them. And again, it's going to be happening on May 16th from Frisco, Texas.
You know what's funny about that?
Yeah.
You were going to talk about his date, right?
Yes.
I actually think they did him a favor because he's got this huge tour. They picked the date that he's going to be in town. I think they helped him on that.
You do?
Not hurt him.
Okay, so
because otherwise he'd have to cancel dates.
Well, that's true. Here's what we're talking about. So, Morgan Wallen. Morgan went to the opening of Chiefs. This is Eric Church's new bar. You know, the funny thing is, there are several people that I know that went to the opening of this new bar, and none of us ended up in jail. I was there on Thursday night and sat up on top of a pig and took a picture. Aaron Cooper was there
till
the following night.
Till 1:30 morning, Sunday.
I have a very funny story about that, by the way, Aaron, because you sent the text message. I was sleeping in Orlando with my AirPods in, listening to a sleep song, and it goes, ding, ding, message from Aaron Cooper. And I'm like, it's 1:59. What is happening right now? So, yeah, Aaron and I were both there. It's a beautiful bar. We mentioned, by the way, it's on 2nd Avenue and Broadway. And at the very top, there's a rooftop bar. Apparently, Morgan decided he was going to go to the rooftop bar, and I don't know what happened, but at one point during the night, he threw a chair off the roof, and there was video of him doing, I don't know if there's video of him actually throwing it, there's video of him being arrested, there's video of him in the back of the car, there's video of the cop carrying said chair, there's the chair. So, yeah, the scary thing is if that would have hit somebody, it could have killed him. I mean, this is 6 stories tall. So now he's facing felony charges, possible felony charges. And the date that Charlie was talking about, his arraignment is set for May 3rd, which also happens to be a night he's playing Nissan Stadium. So Joyce Reiser, nod to her. She's the one that texted me, tell me you're in country music without telling me you're in country music. My headlining date and my arraignment are on the same day. So I'm not sure which one's going to get rescheduled, if there is going to be one. Maybe he goes to the arraignment and then gets a police escort over to Nissan Stadium and then a police escort back. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there.
Let's see. Merle Haggard, Johnny Paycheck, David Allen Coe, Morgan Wallen.
I mean, seriously.
It's happened in the past.
There's a lot going on there. So I really hope whoever is in charge is going to take a good look at this and be like, hey, okay, you know, it's fun and games until somebody gets hurt, and somebody could have gotten hurt.
You got to stop being a knucklehead. We'll wrap this thing up and head to the Grand Ole Opry at 7 o'clock tonight for the Big Red Curtain on the 50th anniversary celebration of Belmont's Music Business Program. And what a program it is. The Belmont Bluegrass Ensemble gets to kick the show off tonight.
Fun.
Very excited for them. Ashley Cook, who was just a CMT award winner the last couple of days. Writer's Round with Nicole Gallion, Ashley Gorley, Hillary Lindsay. Ashley Gorley is on his 75th number one as songwriter.
Probably had 76 while you were talking right there.
And Trish Yearwood, Haley Witters, Ian Munzik, Tyler Hubbard, all kinds of surprises. And same here tomorrow on Coffee Country will come
to see you.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.